org today.
This show is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything just by dialing this toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about. Of course, your calls are the primary element if you make them. But just want to continue here. We started out the first hour talking about the financial situation, how it's affecting a lot of companies going out of business, how it's going to affect you if you're somebody that has one of these corporate jobs and, you know, there's an axe that's being held over your head and that axe could fall at any time, how to deal with that, savings, cutting back on spending. We talked about all that, but we didn't really address the governmental side of things. I mean, beyond the fact that the government's handing out your money, they're handing out taxpayer dollars to these companies, these banks, and these other automotive dealers or automotive manufacturers. But we didn't really talk about the governmental situations to how the governments are being affected. State governments specifically are being affected by the financial situation in this country. And as you might recall, a few weeks back, there was a story about California Governor Schwarzenegger going and begging the federal government for $7 billion, $7 billion handout for essentially a loan, what they were calling a loan from the federal government, which we all know that they're not going to be able to pay back. And so eventually the government would probably, the feds would just probably just have to waive the loan and just essentially dissolve it.
It'll be distributed amongst the rest of us. We'll have to pay for California.
Yeah, eventually. Exactly. Yeah, every single person that is paying federal taxes would be paying that for that bailout of California. Detroit asked for $10 billion. So one city was asking for $10 billion. Now, neither of these has happened or has occurred, as I understand them. But it's evidence that state governments, who do not have the ability to print money, who do not have the ability to increment numbers in a computer somewhere, in a bank or in a computer in a business, they don't have the ability to generate their own money from thin air like the feds do. So how's that affecting them? Well, we know they're having a tough time.
I'd like to mention a Margaret Thatcher quote at this time.
Sure.
The problem with socialism is eventually the money runs out.
Yeah.
There's no one's money left to steal.
Right. Well, eventually, once you start taxing people enough, you tax the entrepreneurs, you tax the business people enough, they're just going to throw in the towel and say, it's not worth doing business anymore.
I stopped working as a software engineer at a major company, making pretty good money because I was just handing most of it over, and I got sick of being a slave.
Right.
So, you know, I'd rather just make less money and not hand over all of it. You know, I'm not going to bust my behind to make all that money just to hand it over. So why bust my behind? After a while, that's the way you start thinking.
The fact is, some people, most people will continue to do that. And if you incrementally do things, then you can get, a certain amount of people to continue to come along. But the way economics work is every time you make a rule a little tighter, you affect those people on the fringe. Dale, apparently you were people on the fringe. Now, you can take a much more harsh look at socialism in the sense that when Batista lost power and Castro took over in Cuba, all the rich people left.
Well, I left California for that reason as well. I mean, I felt like California was the Titanic, and I saw them playing the violins on the deck, and they keep going. And I'm like, do you guys realize what's going on here? And I bailed, just in the nick of time. I sold my property there. I bailed. I felt like I was just at the peak of the roller coaster and was about to start falling. And
it was
sure
a good
enough,
move.
Property values are dropping rapidly there. And
not only that, but that's what I wanted to talk about was what was going on in California, because they've got it as bad as any other place that has it bad. California, the Associated Press reporting that their controller says he'll begin a 30-day delay on tax refunds and other payments starting February 1st because the state is running out of money. Controller John Xiang said Friday he must delay $3.7 billion in payments next month because lawmakers have failed to address California's growing deficit. With a $41.6 billion shortfall over the next year and a half, the state is on the brink of issuing IOUs. Xiang says his office must continue education and debt payments, but will defer money for tax refunds, student aid, social services, and mental health programs. So if you thought for a moment that you could count on the government to be your social safety net.
Right. This is
big surprise.
This is what people, they believe that you can count on the government, and you can't.
And the only money they have is what they take from us. So guess what they, when they, that social safety net is, it's false.
Not only is it what they take from us, but it's what they take from us minus a tremendous amount for the bureaucratic overhead. So the money that is going to the social services, and eventually, obviously there are a lot of people that are scamming those systems, but eventually it does probably make it into the hands of some people that really need some help because they don't know where else to turn to. That money came from the taxpayers, went into the system. The system took a tremendous cut for their overhead bureaucracy, went to all the middle-class bureaucrats.
All the evidence of every program, of every welfare program everywhere is that they take more than half or more in overhead. For bureaucrats, you gotta pay these people a living wage, you know, and all these other things that go. Whereas the charities, none of them go like half. So take a look.
It's as if they break our legs and then subsidize our wheelchairs. That's really what it. I mean, they cripple the economy and then they run in and save us. You know,
that's a good paraphrase of an old Harry Brown quote. They break your legs and then hand you a crutch.
I may have heard it from there. I'm not sure. I in my mind, I thought it was original, but it's
good ones, and they're definitely very effective. And so this is a very, very quick story, just a little blurb in the AP that a severe drop in revenue has left the state's main bank account depleted. The state has been relying on borrowing from what they call special funds and even Wall Street investors. However, those options are now no longer available. So the state of California is in a major bind right now. And the controller, the guy that handles their money, is basically saying to everybody that's getting payments in one way or the other, everybody who does income taxes in the state of California, I mean, I'm not used to this because I'm from Florida, Dale. There's no income tax there, so I've never had to pay a state income tax. But apparently you do have that out of California.
You have that in just about every state.
So, it's one of the higher ones. Yeah.
So they withhold money on your paycheck, just like the feds do. And at the end of the year, you fill out the forms and you get a refund, just like the feds, right? Except not like the feds. They can't print out the money to give you the refund with. So everyone that was going to get expecting a refund in California... Too bad. You're going to have to wait an extra month, and you're going to have to cross your fingers and hope you won't have to wait another month after that. Who's going to guarantee that next month they're going to give out the money? Who's going to guarantee you're ever going to see a 2008 tax refund in California?
We got a nice economic overview of what was going on in California when I was running for office. I was the Republican nominee in my district for a state assembly.
My, how times have changed.
By default, no one else competed against me, so I got it by default. And they gave us a course. Those of us who wanted to, you know, we had to go up on our own money or whatever, but I went up. We were able to go up and get a course in Sacramento to run for office and how to do it. And one of the things they did was give us an economic overview of California's what's going on with the money there. And I saw a disaster then. I was like, it's coming. You know, they were then pointing out, like, look, right now we're having this major housing bubble and a lot of people are buying houses. And every time you buy a house, that's when taxes get reevaluated on that property.
And they go up.
And they go up. So they've had this huge amount of money. And what they did is the Democrats started, I was a Republican at the time, so they sort of blamed the Democrats, and I don't know if that's fair, but basically the politicians at the time started establishing programs, ongoing programs and ongoing costs that would be ongoing for a long time based on that income, as if they were going to continue to have this massive housing bubble. And obviously the bubble was going to pop at some point, everything was going to start dropping, and they were going to stop getting all that income.
Right.
And sure enough, you know, it's like at some, now houses are going to start selling for less, and the property taxes are going to go down, so their revenue is going to go down. And
a lot of times, what they're doing is they're raising millage rates in most places where property values. I mean, this is already happening, and towns are saying we can't do without. We need that money. We've got to have it. So they're raising the millage rates on your property, so they're taking a larger percentage of a smaller value.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not, their budget isn't going to go down. Government doesn't know how to do that. They know that they can take your freaking house away.
This is what's so comical to me is that people cannot grasp the basic economics of this, that we're in rough economic times. People are losing their jobs. People are making less money. Obviously, you know, they're already between a rock and a hard place. And then when the cities and states and, when the government start raising taxes to make up for the loss that they're experiencing because of the economic crisis,
they tighten
that rock in the hard place
They make it more difficult for people. And you know, Mark, they can steal people's houses, but you can only throw so many people out of their houses. That's not going to solve your problem in the long run.
Yeah, nobody wants to be the first one off the train into the gas chamber,
though.
That's
the only problem. Yep, that is the problem. A great tax protest would, I think, go a long way, but who's willing to do it? I am. Anybody else?
A million people in America right now.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Kim Benson.
Most people who struggle with weight loss have made it into a pastime, something to do to keep busy and occupied. They develop habits that run deep. Breaking a habit or substituting another for it typically takes about 30 days. Make your own list of activities to try the next time you want to chow down, and then try the stop technique. S. See whether the hunger is head hunger or physical hunger. T. Talk through your current situation or emotions before eating. O. Organize other possible activities to try. And P. Practice something on that to-do list. And here's a tip. If you really want to break a habit, you'll be much more successful if you stop completely. It hurts for a little while, and then it's truly broken. On the other hand, if you give in every other time that you get the desire, it only makes the battle longer and more painful. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. Free. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have you been looking to spice things up in the bedroom or fantasizing about surprising your significant other with adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com and use code FTL at the coupon checkout, and you'll get 50% off of one item. With the offer code. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. So that's get 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com.
All right, 800-259-9231 to your phone calls. We talked to Chris in North Carolina. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys.
Chris, what's on your mind?
Not much. I can't help but laugh to myself when I hear Mark say adventurous new toys. But anyway, I called in a couple weeks ago. I was telling you guys how my friend had gotten a ticket for running a stop sign and no ticket for his seatbelt. Well, this has come to affect us once again today.
How's that?
Well, me and my buddy were going to get permits for handguns. You have to buy a permit in North Carolina to get a handgun. So we go downtown.
You have to have a permit to purchase a handgun?
To purchase, not even to purchase. If somebody just wants to give you a handgun, you still have to give them a permit, even if it's free of charge.
So you have to have a permit to own the gun, not just to carry it? Is there a separate permit to carry the gun?
Well, there's not a carry permit, but there is a concealed carry permit. You can carry the permit around as long as it's not in an urban environment and as long as it's not concealed.
So you can open carry? You said you can carry the permit. You mean you can carry the gun?
Yeah, you can open carry the gun. As long as it's not in an urban environment.
So you can't go into a city and open carry the gun in North Carolina?
Well, no, you can, but if somebody calls the cops and says, I'm scared, this man has a gun on his side, you can be arrested.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
All right, so you had to get a permit to buy the gun in the first place. Go ahead with
your story. Exactly. So we're going to get the permits. We go downtown. We slip $2 in the parking meter. So here's $2 the bureaucrats get first, right?
Mm-hmm.
We get to the office, and we have to apply for the permits. Each one of them is $5 each, okay? So we have to give the ladies $5,
yep.
And they give us the permits. We fill them all out and hand them back to them. And the first lady comes back to my friend and says, you have a pending ticket for a moving violation. You are not allowed to have a handgun permit.
Wow.
And so that makes any difference in the world. Like, it has anything
that makes him a violent criminal who's not allowed to defend himself because he has a ticket.
Right, yeah. I mean, she wouldn't care if you told her that last night some threatening man called you at your home and threatened to rape your wife.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter to her. She would say, well, I'm sorry, but these are the rules.
Yep. And then she turns to me and tells me that my mailing address doesn't match the address on my license. Even though they don't mail this permit to you, they email you a letter saying your permit is ready and you need to come pick it up downtown. You have to pick it up in person. I was not allowed to get the permit because my mailing address didn't match. What sense does that make?
Just another bureaucratic rule that they've arbitrarily imposed.
So we got $1 for the parking meter, $5 for each one of the permit apps, now another $10 for me having to change my address on my license so it matches when I go up there for the mailing address, which they're not going to mail, and not to mention the $175 ticket that we have to pay before he'll be able to get his permit.
Nice.
Is that not ridiculous?
Yeah, it's good to be the government, isn't it?
It sure is. Did you guys hear about the 13-year-old girl who got strip searched for ibuprofen?
Is this at a government school?
Got to be school, right?
It was a public school in Arizona. Apparently, a 13-year-old girl had prescription-grade ibuprofen, which is 400 milligrams of ibuprofen.
I thought it was 800, but okay.
Okay, I think it's 800, too. But in any case, if you go buy ibuprofen over the counter, you could take 400 milligrams if you want.
Sure, it doesn't make a difference. You get, right, I think it's 200 per pill, so you take two pills.
But wait, that's not the issue. That's not the issue, because she would have been allowed to have regular aspirin with her anyway.
No, she wouldn't. She's not allowed to have over-the-counter or illegal drugs.
Exactly.
They strip-searched her for what is essentially over-the-counter drugs. They're perfectly legal to have. It just depends on how you want to label them, right?
And how far are we away from a cavity search? I mean, yeah, they're not doing that yet.
She's 13. She had to strip down to her underwear, and she had to take her bra off.
You got to be kidding.
Did they make her bend over and cough? They did that to me in prison.
It was so traumatizing. She's suing the school, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just think it's so ridiculous. Where is it going to stop?
But right. But, and of course, it won't stop, because even if she sues the school and she's successful, then she'll get some money. The taxpayers will be out extra money because the actual bureaucrat who did the strip searching or whoever it was that authorized it as well will not be held responsible for this.
Of course
they won't have to pay for this.
He'll keep his job and he'll get along just fine. It's really sad. And then today I heard they're giving another $20 billion to Bank of America here in Charlotte. They're based in Charlotte.
Yep, that's right. They're going to be the government's going to be the number one shareholder in that company. I thank you, Chris, for the call tonight.
Good
points, and I'm sorry to hear about all those incredibly insane gun regulations out there in New Hampshire or in North Carolina. It's not that way here in New Hampshire. Here you can open carry anywhere you want to without any kind of permit. You don't need a permission slip to buy a gun in the first place. You just find a gun you want to buy and you buy it.
If you really had the right to keep and bear arms, you wouldn't need a permission slip. You wouldn't need something called a permit because a permit grants permission.
Yep.
Who can grant you permission if you have a right to keep and bear arms?
Master.
You don't have a right to keep and bear arms. People that talk about the Bill of Rights and the Constitution are going to get is going to get flushed down the toilet with Barack Obama.
It's already happened.
It's gone. And it's been gone since they passed the first law that said violent criminals that get out of prison can't own a gun. If they can take it away from them, they can take it away from you.
Mark, don't hold back. Tell us what you really think. It's ridiculous.
Well, unfortunately, what happened at that time was people just nodded their heads and said, those people shouldn't have guns.
It makes perfectly good sense until you stop for one second and think about it. The fact is,
I've always said that if you're going to take if you believe that someone is dangerous with a gun, then you can't let them out of prison at all because they're going to be able to get a gun. And
or something.
And my thought is too, we all have a right to protect ourselves and it's absurd. It's absolutely inhumane to put someone out into the world and say you can't protect yourself.
Well, you have a right to protect yourself from other people on the other slaves on the plantation, but you can't protect yourself from the taskmasters. So if the police, as we had a caller last night, I think it was Eric in Texas, who said that there's been another Corey May-like story where the police have come in, raided a man's house. He, not sure who they were, thinking they were an armed gang, just a regular armed gang, fired at one of them, shot a cop. You can't protect yourself against these guys. You just have to bend over because they're going to come kill you or throw you in a jail cell, and you will not get a fair shake. You won't get a fair trial or anything of the sort if you defend yourself against the police, even if the police are doing something they're not supposed to be doing. You can't defend yourself against them. It's just such a frustrating situation.
And what do they expect when they bust into someone's house at night, in the dark, possibly, and the person doesn't know who they are? You just assume someone's intruding into your house. And
even if they yell police, you still don't know because that's what the criminals are yelling.
That's a good way for
too.
That's a good thing. Yeah, exactly. If that's what a criminal would yell because.
Yep. 800-259-9231, your thoughts. If you want to make the call, 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. More coming up. In fact, we'll talk about a weapons ban here in moments and take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. Safe Grow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, and a webcam, all totally free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customer and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI.
All right, so we continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Bile, calling from New Jersey, on the AMP line. Hello, Bile.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, the caller just before the break had called in about North Carolina gun laws. It sounds like they're not too different from New Jersey, but ours are a little bit more strict. So we have handgun permits, too. So you have to get this firearm ID just to be able to have a gun, and then you need to... For every handgun you want to purchase, you have to get a handgun purchaser's permit. And the law claims that they're supposed to give you this if you've already got a firearm ID and you've already gotten a gun permit or a handgun permit before, 30 days from the application, you're supposed to get the permit. And you can buy one gun with one permit, and you have 90 days to buy it from when you receive it. Well, back in February, I applied for two, and it took 10 months for me to get the
Jeez.
Two. Yeah, and when so I had been up in New Hampshire, actually, for a couple days in November, and when I came back, I stopped in to pick them up. And when I signed all the paperwork and, you know, paid a couple dollars to get them. I asked for a complaint form because it had taken 10 months, and by law it's supposed to take 30 days. Like, oh, well, we don't exactly have a complaint form.
They just don't even have a complaint form.
Right. So I think, well, what exactly is the problem? I said, well, I'd rather put it down on paper. He says, well, we don't have we don't have a form, so you could just talk to someone. So I decided to talk to the guy who's responsible for issuing the permits or doing all the paperwork.
Okay.
And it turns out that the police department in the town I live reads my blog, and I post about all the things that I see the cops doing that I don't like.
Really?
And including the whole taking forever with my gun permits. And so he very cautiously let out that he reads my blog, and he wasn't too happy about it. And he said, you know, I don't think my opinion is all that important that I need to go blasting it out on the Internet.
Wow. When did this happen? Is this very recent?
Yeah, I was mid-November.
That is just absolutely outrageous. I mean, so this bureaucrat had no qualms whatsoever looking you right in the eye and saying, yeah, we don't really like your opinions very much, so we're just going to take our sweet time with your application here, boy.
And break the law.
Oh, law, yeah. Schmaw, Mark. We all know they don't care about that stuff.
Nope. Nope. The cops aren't going to go after this bureaucrat who broke the law. They're only going to go after you.
We saw how that worked out, and Sam was pursuing people who are breaking the law, bureaucrats who are breaking the law in Texas. And
they don't
and
like
how
it
they
very
just
much.
Kind of shrug it off.
Well, they certainly don't like Sam when he goes and does what he does, because he threatens him with criminal charges now, and
right.
That's what may end up happening here in New Hampshire if the government people don't back down. But, I mean, this, for lack of a better term, this official oppression is quite common, obviously. You speak up about what's going on with the government, and you're punished. You don't get to have guns, Bile, because you are critical of us, so we're just going to hold out on you.
Yeah, and even online, if you look up, people say, well, you know, the law says 30 days, but the state police reinterprets that to mean not 30 days from them getting the application, but 30 days from when they get all the information finished up.
What could one do about this?
That means indefinitely, essentially. Whenever we get around to it is what that means.
Yep. What could you do about this realistically? I mean, filling out a complaint form, even if they had one, wouldn't do anything. They'd take it and they'd use it to line their, they'd line their bird cage with it if they had a bird. They don't care about your paperwork. So, I mean, is criminal charges the only way to get these people to pay attention to what's going on?
Yes.
Perhaps. I mean, what I did was when I went in, I had a small camcorder, and I had it in my pocket. So I recorded the entire conversation. New Jersey
really?
Has a one-sided conversation or wiretapping law.
Right, so where only one party needs to know about it.
Right, and so I recorded the entire conversation with me and two of the police officers, and then I transcript all the good parts and put it up on my blog. And so they probably read all that. They read, you know, whenever a story comes up, I make sure that about Fort Lee, I make sure to post it. And what they do is they use Google alerts. And so anytime Fort Lee, New Jersey, anytime Fort Lee, New Jersey comes up or Fort Lee police comes up on Google, they get an email or an RSS message or whatever. So I do the same thing. So whenever I post a story, I see it and I know they see it.
Amazing. It's so difficult dealing with situations like this because these men have guns and cages on their side. And if they decide that that you've gone too far with your little blog, Bile, they could come by and they could make some crap up and they could put you in a cage for a very long time. And if you're down in New Jersey, it can be a very difficult proposition dealing with that because the activist network just doesn't really exist down there. So there's not really anybody backing you up. So, I mean, kudos to you for having the courage to blog about these corrupt cops.
That's exactly what's happening to you, Ian, right? They're threatening you now because you supported... whatever that means.
Yeah, well, I'm a media personality that's visible, and I'm critical of the police, and they're coming after me, but I've got activists on my side that can help me out. I mean, without Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, I might be in jail within the next week or two. I mean, they still might be in jail. I mean, they could still come and take me away and make some crap up if they wanted to, but it'd be harder for them to get away with it here because they're dealing with a whole network of activists, whereas you should be congratulated, Bile, for having the cojones to go up against these guys virtually alone. I mean, you've got your girlfriend on your side, maybe a handful of other folks in the area that could help you out. But that's, I mean, that's a dangerous game that you're playing.
Yeah, Manhattan actually has a decent amount of activists between the Ron Paul people, and the Manhattan Libertarian Party is actually full of anarcho-capitalists and quite a few activists. So I've got them on my side, but you're right, the guys up in New Hampshire are a bit more forward about it. And
Well, we look forward to having you up here, and I thank you for sharing that story tonight. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I mean, having more bloggers up here, more media people that are willing to speak out about the government and its abuses and how it's harming people instead of helping them, it's all good. The more people we have, the better. And the more we have, the more they'll come to realize that this is not a movement that is being controlled by one or two people. I get the feeling that the way these government people operate, based on what Fred Parcells has told us, he's a local former government employee, worked with both the city council and the police department here. And, you know, based on what he said things like, well, you guys, you know, you need more leadership. You need to, where's the leadership coming from in this organization? They look for the centralized command and control structure. And it doesn't really exist with the Liberty Movement.
You can't cut the head off the snake.
Right. And that,
there's
maybe
no
that's
head
right.
of the snake to cut if, off. If, and they want to cut the head off the
if
snake.
If I were to go to Social Sundays, for instance, and give Jesse a good dressing down for his flag burning escapade, and quite honestly, I'd like to. I think that it was foolish.
I think you gave it to him over the air when he called
the
show.
Right, and that's fine, and you know it's done. But if I were to do so and say, you will not be burning any more flags in the square, young man.
He'd probably go out and burn some the next day.
That's the kind of people we're talking about here. I mean, the explanation behind the best reason I've heard that the Free State Project couldn't work was because dealing with libertarians is like trying to herd cats. And it really, you know.
Fighting libertarians is like trying to herd cats.
That much is true. And trying to control them like herding cats. Now, I think that you can get them to move to one place simply by dangling the carrot. Mm-hmm. That's how you get cats to go places, by incentivizing them. But, you know, there's nothing you can't lead them.
I think they believe that there are leaders in the movement, and they believe that if they cut off those heads, that it's all going to go away. And I think they're going to find out sooner or later, and that's just not the case. You can't stop this. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You've got to get shopping done. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Unlike some retailers that are going out of business and closing their doors, Amazon doesn't really have doors to close except that they're warehouses. So they don't have to pay the big money for the big box retail locations, and therefore they can pass on that savings to you. So you can get the stuff that you need for your life in over 41 categories, including used items. So if you need to save a few extra bucks in this tough economy, you can at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through that link, you'll feel good because you're getting the products you need, the brands you trust, free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items, and you are helping Free Talk Live if you shop through amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, Todd in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about a very interesting study that came out in the New York Times today about the cost of college tuition about to go through the roof again.
Well, it's through the roof for the last three decades,
as long as government's been involved with it, for sure.
Right, but it's but the colleges now, including your universities and community colleges, are going to experience another surge in tuition costs.
Why?
The reason being is because they're saying that they can't cover the full cost of the students, and now students are paying a little bit more of their share in going to school. But that's really not 100% true. The reason why college tuition costs are going through the roof is because there are just too many students going to school, and there are just too many colleges, period.
Why do you say that?
Well, let's put it this way. When you have a lot of students going to school, a lot of them are going for degrees, whether it's engineering or business management or nursing or whatever degree or trade school they want to get into. And, they apply for financial aid, and they get the loans, whether it's subsidized or unsubsidized. And one of the biggest problems is that because there are so many students going back to school and the economy is really not in very good shape, we're already in a recession for the last few years, although the media will never admit that. The reason being is because you've got so many students going to college, and there's not enough resources to provide for every single student, which is why...
So you're claiming... that's a different point you just claimed a few moments ago, at least as I understood it. I thought that you said that there were too many schools and too many students, which sounds to me like there's plenty of supply and demand. But now you're saying there's a high amount of demand, but not a lot of supply?
Well, there's a high lot of demand. That's why there's so many students going, too many students going to school. There's a high amount of demand. But it's like anything else. When you're going for school, going for, say, health care, if there's so much in health care and so many patients want, the medical services and what have not, of course the costs are going to go up.
But it looks like to me, Todd, is a classic case of government poorly distributing resources because they can't figure it out. When you have this top-down structure where they say, well, this is where we need to do this and this is where we need to do that, and they're getting their money from, well, government grants and tuition and things like that, then they're not getting the feedback that they need from the marketplace in order to do things properly.
They don't know that they need to go and build new buildings and expand their staff and do what a marketplace...
If they need more money, they can always go back to the government, and they'll just tax the people some more.
Thanks, Todd, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. If you wanted to go and start your own college, what would that be like? How would you go about doing that? I mean, if you decided that there was too much demand in the marketplace and not enough supply, how would you go about competing?
The first thing you have to do is get subsidies, because all the other colleges are getting them in spades. And
you'd have
to compete with them without subsidies, good luck.
And what would you need for, I mean, you'd need some sort of permission slip. You can't just open your doors and call yourself a college, can you? You have to have some kind of accreditation or approval, and there's a process that you'd have to go through. So how difficult is it to open your own college? I don't even have any idea. I have no grasp on what that even means as far as how much of a project and how many regulations you'd have to bow down to.
Ask the Mises Institute.
And anytime they subsidize anything, anytime anything gets subsidized, it raises the cost. You know, like I know they were offering a huge tax break for if you bought a hybrid car. And then hybrid cars, good luck getting, you know, normally you go and you negotiate on a car price and you never get charged a sticker price. They were charging sticker price on hybrid cars because people were getting that tax break.
Mm-hmm. So it created an unusual demand.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it effectively makes it more expensive. You know, what happens is that subsidy ends up going one way or another to the business, It's not actually saving people money on hybrid cars, because then everybody wanted hybrid cars. It drove up the demand because they were getting a tax subsidy, and then all of a sudden the price of hybrid cars went up.
They had a waiting list at Toyota for the Prius. I don't know. They might still have it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they still do. I remember I looked into it, and I just immediately disregarded a Prius because I knew that I would end up paying the sticker price, which I've never, ever paid for a car. Never ever paid sticker price for a car. They're always ready to go down thousands of dollars.
Yep. Yeah. And the used ones were going for nearly, if you had a 1 year used or something like that, they were going for nearly what the new ones were.
Wow.
Yeah.
We continue with your calls.
This has been a few years.
A few years back, I looked in
Florida.
Let's talk to John in North Carolina. John, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hello.
Hello, John. You're on the air.
This is Joe.
Joe in North Carolina. You're
Joe in North Carolina. How you doing? Hey.
Just super, Joe. What's on your mind?
Well, this is a real treat for me because I've never been on air before.
Well, here you are.
I'm down here in Eastern North Carolina. We're freezing.
You're freezing? Oh, come
freezing.
On.
Freezing. It is cold. Let me see. It is about 22 degrees outside, and I am cold. I got my heater running.
22 degrees inside.
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear my buddy in?
That's funny. I got to say, we've got you beat, Joe. I looked at the temperature earlier today, and it was, I think, 10 during the midday, so it's probably a lot colder right now.
It was negative 11 when I woke up.
Really?
Negative 15 was the low in the middle of the night.
It's cold to us, but I know it's warmly off.
Now we've got the weather report. What were you calling about?
The old faithful called there. The earthquakes that are going on. Oh. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Which earthquakes are you talking about?
Okay. Well, they've been having a lot of earthquakes around it, and most of them you can't feel. Could be hydrothermal explosions and things
that's
like
a volcano,
that. It doesn't mean
right?
anything.
I mean, essentially,
however, let me tell you this, and there's a lot of government horsemen that are running around out there. In this sense, they say there's only a 1% chance of a catastrophic event.
That's a pretty high chance. I mean, as far as molten lava pouring over your house if you live nearby, that's...
Or ash. Ash. A lot of ash. Can you get 3 feet of ash on you? It's heavier than wet snow, and it will just crumble buildings. And did you know that? It was heavier than wet snow.
That is scary stuff, and I appreciate you calling in tonight. Thank you, sir, and good luck with the cold down there. 800-259-9231.
Old Faithful is just another good example of how you can count on, the one thing you can count on in this world is everything's going to change.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Change is a constant. 1-800-259-9231. Gene in Tennessee, the Christian anarchist on the Amp Line.
Hey, guys, I wanted to tell you where the financial opportunities are going to be in this collapsing economy. But
okay.
Before that, I want to make a quick mention of my what I've been stirring up on your BBS with my thread, Christian Anarchy is the Only Sensible Answer. And, you know, that thread's been going for 3 years, I guess, and every once in a while I let it die out, but then somebody else will jump in there and post something, and then it's like a hornet's nest all over again.
Somehow I remember that thread.
Yeah, somehow that thread just attracts the atheists on the board, and they all want to try and jump in there and claim that every time they post something that they're, you know, they're showing what a fool I am. But I think I turn it around right on them and show them what a fool they are.
Okay.
Because, they are making assumptions too. But anyway, if anybody wants to know what Christian Anarchy is like and why I believe it, they can jump on the BBS. Check that out.
Thank you, Gene. What else?
Here's what's going to happen with the economy. We all know it's collapsing. It's going to come tumbling down. We're going to wind up with hyperinflation, the whole ball of wax. But here's what's going to happen where the new opportunities will be is going to be, you ready for this? Manufacturing. Because as this economy collapses and as the wages are driven down and as the imports dry up because nobody will take our crummy dollars anymore, the new opportunity is going to be in manufacturing. Now, there's a few old guys around like me that grew up in manufacturing, and we know how to set up a small manufacturing plant. So you're going to see little tiny manufacturing outfits springing up like, you know, they're going to make little widgets here and little widgets there. And manufacturing will come back to this country, simply because the economics will return.
It's an interesting prediction. Do you have more predictions, Gene?
That's it. That's
right.
The only one.
Thank you for the call tonight. So manufacturing, Gene says look out for that to pop up across the country during the tough economic times, which may be ahead here. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And since we're talking about Yellowstone and guns this hour, let's talk about guns in national parks. Coming up in Hour 3, this is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.